brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Paul Joseph Watson has detailed reports on the latest Libya hoax that all of Gaddafi's sons have been captured and that Gaddafi would be captured within hours. They were saying that last night. The truth is, a bunch of al-Qaeda forces led by U.S. and NATO commanders landed now 2.5 days ago off the coast in a nighttime landing and engaged in a special forces destabilization disinformation operation, basically blowing up buildings, setting fires, a classic operation. You see it fictionalized in something like Red Dawn, where disguised jumbo jets come in and the nose cones pop off and special forces troops come out and seize control of the police stations and take control of the surrounding area. That only works in places where the population's disarmed or psychologically is weak and will lay down. And the fact that the American people aren't more upset over the fact that we're, quote, teamed up with al-Qaeda, who knows? They could have, I guess, al-Qaeda come here, and the American people would probably bow down to them if the government told them that they should. It's pretty amazing. We got Paul Watson joining us. We've got Webster Tarpley popping back in. Tarpley was saying, hey, this looks like a disinformation operation yesterday, and I was partially rolling my eyes. I mean, I knew there was a battle still going on for Tripoli, but now we've really got a clear image of what's going on here, and I'll be covering that after the break. But the long and short of it is they need a beachhead inside Tripoli as a pretext to now recognize it as the official government of Libya and then have the official government, the al-Qaeda operatives, put out the SOS and request foreign troops to occupy. That way they play the psychological game of, oh, if the foreign troops aren't occupying, we're asking you to come in. Oh, the United States was going to leave in 2004 and 2005 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11. But every year the Iraqi puppet government says, no, stay longer. So see, we're not occupying. The puppet government says, oh, please stay. And so the al-Qaeda government, sniping men, women, and children, blowing up buildings, can now be given the government of Libya's seized assets and are calling for British Special Forces troops and other NATO troops, along with U.S. troops, to openly come into the city and finish off Gaddafi. And so that's where this is headed. Now, if the rebels can get it done, the establishment wants that because they know there's a good chance that once the Western troops are openly running around, which has already been happening, that it's going to have a lot of Libyans go ahead and decide to stand up for their country, even if they're not fans of a person that looks like a microwaved wax figurine, but looks aren't really what matters at the end of the day, Muammar Gaddafi. So we're going to be going over all of that, but I heard John McCain this morning on the radio saying, look, it's over. It's done. This is public relations to say that there's a counterattack happening. Well, the counterattack is admitted. It's admitted that the rebels are being routed in many areas of the city, but there's special forces, Western special forces led attack teams trying to take over the Gaddafi compound because that's where the gold's at. I mean, they at least want to get their hands on those goodies, wherever Gaddafi may be. So it is off the charts crazy. We've got the economic news coming up as well. You'll want to stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars.com.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of August, 2011. Paul Joseph Watson's joining us via video Skype from England. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's recently been to Tripoli and been under bombardment, is going to be popping in to give us his latest analysis on what's happening in Libya. And we have a maiden voyage here of a political researcher who I've listened to and read over the years. Harley Schlanger will be joining us coming up in the second hour to talk about world events and the economy. And, of course, we'll have open phones throughout the entire third hour today. Coming up, I'm going to get into the big economic developments. Also news that Strauss-Kahn's New York sexual assault case has been dismissed. All a setup. All a psyop. Also, new home sales fall. 2011 could be worse year yet. I thought we were in a great recovery. By the way, I keep getting emails going, Alex, it was $17 trillion given to the foreign banks, along with the new $1.5 trillion we're learning that was secretly given to offshore banks. I know. This is an additional trillion plus we just discovered that Bloomberg reported on yesterday. If you put all the numbers together, the number I got as of a year ago, and they haven't released new numbers, is $28 trillion given to offshore banks and domestic media. It's a total buy-off, a total payoff. Some of them direct cash payments, others zero or less percent loans to banking institutions that then turn around and loan the money out. 10 to 1. For every dollar they have, they can loan out 10 and get interest on that. It's literally making money out of nothing. So we're going to be going over all of that as well today. Now, that said, I want to just briefly break down what happened in Libya and give you the latest big developments, the latest hoax that's been exposed. Muammar Gaddafi, 40 years ago, staged a coup against a British government-backed puppet dictator that operated as a royal house, a monarchy. Before that, the fascists had been in there under Mussolini. They had the first use of nerve gas against populations. The Libyans are just constantly being overrun and taken over, and they fought back each time, and they're sick of it. And so Gaddafi kicks out the British-installed puppet monarchy 40 years ago. He is a dictator, but he's a popular dictator overall and actually does give most of the oil wealth to the population. The population explodes. Cities rise out of the desert. Gaddafi gets framed a lot for terrorism that Iran carries out. Gaddafi, clearly not a good guy at the end of the day, but compared to the globalist, he is not in line with their overall world program. 7 years ago, he signs deals with Europe and the U.S. to let the big banks and big insurance companies and oil companies come in again and privatize things. He starts handing the economy over to the bankers because he knew that they were ready to militarily come in and take him out. They tried to assassinate him a bunch using Al-Qaeda. That came out in the BBC. So he said, okay, I'll just give you most of the country. Just let us keep some of the oil revenue for the population. And they said no. Now, first they let him think that he'd made a deal, and 7 years later, they launched Al-Qaeda operations out of the east, admitted Al-Qaeda. I have the L.A. Times here admitting it. The rebel leader admittedly brags that he helped kill Americans in Iraq and says, I still hate Americans. And so you've got to decide, are you for national sovereignty and Gaddafi, or are you for Al-Qaeda and NATO and the big mega banks? The same mega banks looting America. The same mega banks that threatened Congress 3 years ago with martial law if they wouldn't give them untold trillions. The same mega banks that threatened just a month ago Ireland and, of course, Greece with, quote, martial law tanks in the streets. I mean, they told the parliament in Greece, they said, you will do this or the president's just going to do it. There's going to be tanks in the streets. I mean, that was in Reuters. The bankers say there'll be tanks in the streets. And how would they do that? They'll just blow up a government building, say protesters did it, roll tanks out, and start arresting people. Real simple. Bankers come in, blow something up, run around posing as the saviors. The media they own will go with the official story with a straight face, hoax the public. That's how they do this. I mean, how do you think offshore corporations are going to take America over? They're going to play dirty tricks. It's very elementary. They're going to pose as your savior. They're going to tell you they're protecting you from terrorism. They are the ones financing the terrorist. They are staging the terror attacks. They ran Al-Qaeda in Serbia. They ran them against the Russians. They're running them against Gaddafi. They're running them against Assad of Syria. This is just a miscreant Muslim brigade of mercenaries. That's all they are. After the U.S. and NATO took over Afghanistan in 2001-2002, they flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda commanders out to safety into Pakistan to start the next phase of destabilization. They just move them around. They want to take over your backyard, take over your town. They take their Al-Qaeda chess piece and they put it in your yard. They want to take your house. The cops plant cocaine at it. They want to take your country, they plant Al-Qaeda. Now, it's very simple. So, what's the new breaking information here? Paul Joseph Watson has links to the London Telegraph and other mainline reports in his boiled-down article, MI6 Directed Rebel Terrorist in Tripoli Siege. And all that happened here is they boated in at night several thousand Al-Qaeda with MI6 commanders, and they started blowing up high-rise buildings, rocket attacking police stations, attacking apartment buildings to create fear in the general public. Now, this is a special forces tactic. The Russians admittedly had a plan for this. The United States had a plan with the NATO stay-behind networks known as Gladio. And what you do is you have special forces that are either inserted or deep cover operatives, and one person, a real terrorist, can go dump chlorine gas into the air conditioning system of a high-rise building, kill 10,000 people. And I'm not letting secrets out here. This is all well known. One or two operatives can burn down five or six skyscrapers with timers. All you do is truck gasoline up into them. A 20-person team could have Austin looking like World War III in 1 hour. Okay? The Russians have these systems. The Chinese, admittedly, have more than 20,000, that's come out of congressional reports, stay-behind operatives. They're running grocery stores. They're working at factories. I mean, they've got saboteurs everywhere. And the United States and private corporations, they have saboteurs everywhere. Now, the U.S. has saboteurs inside the U.S. They've got 5,000 Iraqis they brought in and sheep-dipped. That came out in the L.A. Times in 2003. They've also got the other system, InfraGuard, which are over 100,000 executives who have shoot-to-kill orders of their employees if they don't follow orders during martial law. And you've got all these guys on power trips with their gun in their desk and their little FBI security card. And if a lot of these idiots, if they're told blow up the chemical plant, they'll do it. I mean, folks, we are so riddled with saboteurs it'll make your head spin. And it's not, but side issue. The point is they put in reportedly a couple thousand operatives, and they just started randomly blowing things up, killing thousands of civilians, total bedlam, a special forces destabilization operation, so that Gaddafi's forces started running in every direction trying to fight them. Then they made their way towards government buildings and towards the gold hoard under the Gaddafi ministerial buildings. They want that 144 tons of gold to give it to the rebels, so they can then later set up a new al-Qaeda base, and then the public won't remember in 2 to 5 years that it was all staged, and we'll have to go into Tripoli again. Again, they don't want an industrialized first world nation. That's what this is all about. So they want to get the civil war going and then have NATO sit back, just controlling Tripoli and some of the key ports and oil production facilities. So all of that's going on. Now, we've heard in the last 6 months, 8 different times, I went and looked up the State Department numbers, 8 different times, even before 4.5 months ago when NATO officially got involved, we've heard at least 8 times that Gaddafi's been killed or captured or his sons have or that he fled the country, and Obama said this will last days, not weeks. So now 4.5 months is days, not weeks, okay? And again, it's not a war, it's a kinetic action. They talk to you like you're complete and utter morons. They come out and tell you the Constitution is over and a bad thing. CNN last night was saying there's no such thing as a war powers anymore. Congress can't get that power back. It now resides with the president. I mean, they're just stating high treason everywhere. This isn't a war. We don't need Congress. We don't need Congress for war, taxes. I mean, they're just in your face. And then they said all his sons are captured and killed, 100%. And then now it's come out today, here's Time Magazine, as Saif al-Islam Gaddafi turns up free, confusion reigns in Libya. And it comes out that there's battles all over Tripoli with the dug-in special forces. Now, when I come back, I'm going to give you the key to all of this and what is about to happen. Okay? I'm going to break it down on the other side, but we've got other articles at InfoWars.com. Libya, NATO psyop collapses, Gaddafi prevails again, NATO prepares humanitarian occupation of Libya. Stay with us.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we're seeing the humanitarian bloodletting. Much of Tripoli is on fire day and night. Citizens are being slaughtered and indiscriminately killed by terror squads and death squads. Of course, coming up when Paul Joseph Watson joins us, we have a reported audio, but who knows if it's been staged, of one of Gaddafi's sons Muhammad Gaddafi being captured by rebels. But we've seen so much fake reportage, we don't know what's true. Just like we've been told that all of the sons were captured, but now we know that that's not the case. Libyan rebels capture Gaddafi's Tripoli compound, AFP is reporting right now, and it is confirmed that U.S., British, and other NATO forces are in there commanding the rebels and basically leading assaults. So in the next few months, you'll hear about lots of troop transport planes that crash in the U.S., in Europe, and they'll just tack the numbers of dead onto that, even though their bodies will already be sitting on ice in morgues at military bases. And we've confirmed that a lot of U.S. troops have already died over there. It's now more than 50 in the last 4.5 months of the non-war. But again, you'll just be told later that they died in automobile accidents and plane crashes. I've talked directly to the people at the military bases. Now, continuing here, what's the big issue? Why did they do this? Because even if they can't fully take Tripoli, NATO, and their al-Qaeda forces, these are admitted al-Qaeda. Here's the LA Times on it. Libyan rebels' story shows links to Taliban, al-Qaeda, NATO. Oh, really? Wow. It's admitted that all the leaders of the rebel groups are al-Qaeda and being shipped in. By the way, it's official. I've got an article. Sharia law is to be put into place there. Women, you're going to start wearing the burqas. Same thing in Egypt. Same thing in Iraq. They put the Muslim extremist in everywhere. That's who the West wants in power. That's why they created al-Qaeda. And they can also then use that threat to take our liberties. It works like a charm. See, the globalists are attacking America and the Muslims. But we're thinking, oh, America's fighting Muslims. You've got to get into the globalist mindset of total war against all institutions and civilization and the nation state. They want to wreck societies. So here's what's going to happen. Gaddafi will either be captured or killed soon, or they are going to send in U.S., British, and other troops under the umbrella of NATO and the UN, and the further scorched earth terror operations and slaughter meant to scare the population into submission. NATO admittedly is dropping these giant sonic bombs that shake the ground and just cause, you know, ear-splitting noises. Just like at Waco, playing the sounds of dead and dying rabbits with monks chanting. It's psychological. Just so everybody's being attacked from every side, they don't know what's going on. Then they announce, yes, we've got Gaddafi, we've got his sons, we've won. They've announced that over and over again. Then the rebels call for the foreign occupiers. They're the official government, we're told. And this can happen anywhere. They can have uprisings, and then the UN and the globalists recognize it. You're going to end up in the future having uprisings in the Southwest of illegals that have been taught this is Mexico, and you're going to see our government recognize them and break off part of the Southwest to be part of an autonomous UN-run enclave. That's on the board in the North American Union SPP plans. They merge the three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, but then break up separate ethnic enclaves, just like in Canada, the globalists have tried to break it up with the French in the East. And I'm not getting in the middle of French separatists. At the end of the day, I could care less. The point is that that's what the globalists are up to. Now, continuing here, you're going to see now what we talked about in September, October, the U.S. forces going in. If Gaddafi would have fully repelled this attack, they would have still gone in. But now, because it looks like, from what I've seen, that it's a fluid situation, Gaddafi has not had a very strong response to this. The hoax is running that he's already been defeated. That hasn't happened. But the fact that they've been able to insert these special forces, they've got Apaches in there attacking any of his troops to try to repulse the al-Qaeda heroes, according to our media, they're just going to continue burning the city until everything's destroyed. And then that'll make the banks even happier, because then they can come in and obviously loan them more fiat currency and make them debt slaves. So that's what's happening there. But you are seeing the Nobel Peace Laureate bring absolute death and destruction and put al-Qaeda in. And then, of course, they're going to then use Libya as a base to start attacking Europe and the United States, and then that'll be used to take our freedoms.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we're seeing the Western run Al-Qaeda groups engaging in mass murder, looting, and humanitarian atrocities. And we're seeing the official PSYOP, the Tripoli totally fell yesterday, falling apart. And we've got excellent articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson, Tony Cartolucci, and others. Libya, NATO, PSYOP collapses, Gaddafi prevails again. But you notice the rebels are going after the gold hoards and claim that they've taken the compound where reportedly the gold is buried. So they want that 144 tons of gold. At the end of the day, this is also about looting. Now, they've got to make sure that that money never gets to the government or the people of Libya, and it will just disappear into a black hole. Just like the tens of tons under the World Trade Center, and there'll be no discussion about it. Absolutely no discussion about it. Now, I wanted to play a clip for you here of one of Gaddafi's sons, reportedly yesterday. This is Muhammad Gaddafi in his home. Doing a radio/TV interview when the Al-Qaeda forces attack. Libyan conflict. Gaddafi's son captured live on television. While speaking live on television, Colonel Gaddafi's son, Mohammadi, is attacked and captured, or Mohammed is attacked and captured by Libyan rebels as they enter his home in Tripoli. He was giving a phone interview with Al Jazeera Television, confirming that he was under house arrest when shots suddenly rang out in the background as Libyan rebels stormed his home. "I am being attacked right now," the dictator's son said while on the air. "This is gunfire inside my house. They are inside my house." Of course, I mean, Al Jazeera is publicly run by British intelligence, so immediately once he tried to contact the world, they were able to sick the special ops on him. You can clearly hear Muhammad repeating, "There is no God but Allah," before the line went dead, later confirming that Muhammad Gaddafi had been captured by the rebels. The head of Libya's National Transitional Council said that he was unhurt in the incident. This is so sick. We're going to Paul Watson here in a moment and then Webster Tarpley, but I wanted to play this powerful clip. But again, we don't know if it's true because now it's reported as Saif al-Islam Gaddafi turns up free. Confusion reigns in Libya. Fresh fighting erupted in Tripoli today, hours after Muhammad Gaddafi's son, Muammar Gaddafi's son turned up free to thwart Libyan rebels. Claims he had been captured, a move that seems to have energized forces still loyal to the embattled regime. And Gaddafi has put out new messages saying he's never going to give up, that he's going to go down with the ship. And he says this is foreign occupation, Libyans resist. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
"However, I can tell you the absence of wisdom and foresight is what brought us here today. Our differences could have been solved very easily. I'm being attacked right now. This is gunfire inside my house. They're inside my house. There's no God but Allah. No God but Allah. And Muhammad is his messenger."
Well, there you go. There is the liberation of the 144 tons of gold, the liberation of thousands of people's lives, the carpet bombing of Tripoli and other cities, their entire infrastructure being decimated, huge areas going up in flame, U.S., British, other European troops literally commanding brigades of people who were in Iraq as short a time as just a year ago. People who brag in the news. You can just pull up Al-Qaeda, Libyan rebels, brag of killing Americans. And they're like, "Yes, we hate Americans, but we hate Gaddafi more. I will go back to killing Americans later, but now I kill Gaddafi." I mean, this is how sick the bankers are. Well, of course, they created Al-Qaeda. So what do you expect? Joining us via video, Skype, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Obviously, for radio listeners, you're tuning in, but if you're a radio listener and would like to be able to watch, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and that also supports the broadcast. Paul Watson reporting to us from England. You've been tracking this. Look, yesterday, even though the media was announcing that Tripoli had totally fallen, all his sons were captured, Gaddafi would be captured within hours, even though they were saying it was 100%, I said it may not be the truth. Because 8 separate times they've claimed to have killed him or captured him or that he's fled the country. And again, I'm no fan of Gaddafi, but compared to Al-Qaeda, you've got to sit here and watch these people being slaughtered and killed and watch the bankers using Al-Qaeda. It's just absolutely disgusting. And at a certain level, you've got to see Gaddafi as the underdog and realize how he's held on to power for 40 years. He could have hightailed it to South Africa or scores of other countries that would have had him, but he didn't. He has chosen to stay behind with his sons and his entire family and undoubtedly die. I will say at this point, nothing is going to stop NATO. They will send in U.S. troops. They will send in the 1st Cav. They will send in 3 Corps. They will level every building, kill every man, woman, and child, and rub the blood all over their faces with Al-Qaeda in a celebration of death. They will be praised as our Al-Qaeda saviors. This is incredible, Paul.
Well, the latest, Alex, is that this assault on the Gaddafi compound is being led by, directed by non-rebels. Basically, a non-rebel force is now directing the rebels with this assault on his compound. Now they're saying, according to Reuters, that Gaddafi may have escaped via underground tunnels. So again, yesterday they said he'd left Tripoli. Then Gaddafi told the one of the big chess champions who gave an interview that he was still in Tripoli. So there's an element of Baghdad Bob on both sides of the equation. But what we know for sure is that this assault is being directed by primarily British intelligence. We had the article earlier today, MI6 directed rebel terrorists in Tripoli siege. And basically this was in the pipeline 10 weeks ago. You had the massive RAF fighter jet strafing Tripoli over the weekend, and then MI6 and NATO shipped in their Al-Qaeda terrorists, and the bloodbath began. But now it's admitted, the London Telegraph report, that MI6 is directing this entire operation. Debka File, literally half an hour ago, is reporting that this attack on Gaddafi's compound is being led by British, French, Jordanian, and Qatari special forces. Now, Debka File were the ones who reported back in early July that NATO wanted Gaddafi toppled by the start of September. So they've been accurate in the past. And then you have other reports that the rebels are being directed by a, quote, non-rebel presence. So while we have the establishment media, again, engaging in this mass hoax that this is some organic uprising, it's all being led by globalist forces. They want the oil, they want the gold, they want Libya as a springboard to attack other countries. And as we predicted at the beginning of July, the window is now. They need to get it done before that.
That's right. Libya has got great air bases to menace Egypt. That's another big part of this. Plus, Libya was financing the development of Africa and had the highest standard of living in Africa now, eclipsing South Africa. That could not be allowed, just like Serbia. Nothing like a good DU bombing to triple birth defects, slaughter some people. And will Obama get a second peace prize? I'm not joking. Mainstream media just a few weeks ago said he should be given a second peace prize, Paul. Perhaps we should give Hitler one posthumously.
Well, I mean, precisely. And it's going to go beyond just, you know, supporting these rebels by the looks of it, because once it collapses into anarchy and tribal warfare, which is what everybody expects it to do, especially with these 10 to 15,000 United Arab Emirates troops that they're planning on sending in after, the British government today admitted that they have troops on standby for basically an occupation. They're not going to call it an occupation. They're going to call it a peacekeeping force.
Well, they've got 12,000. Exactly, a peacekeeping, kinetic, loving action. They've got at least 12,000 U.S. Marines off the coast. Right now they've got British troops off the coast. I'm sure they're just there to sightsee, though, Paul.
Well, precisely, even though the original EU intervention plan said that, you know, their mission was to, quote, secure sea and land corridors inside the country. That doesn't sound like a humanitarian objective to me. It sounds like a military objective.
What, are you going to tell me that we've been lied to, that the 4.5-month bombing campaign is not humanitarian, that Obama said weeks, I mean days, not weeks. Clearly he's been truthful there. I mean, next year, are you against Al-Qaeda? Because they admit the main force is Al-Qaeda and brags of killing U.S. troops. I mean, what's wrong with you, Paul? I mean, what's wrong with Al-Qaeda?
Well, I mean, certainly nothing if you're MI6. I mean, the same group, the Libyan Al-Qaeda cell, the MI6 paid $100,000 in 1996 to assassinate Gaddafi, after Gaddafi himself had put out an Interpol arrest warrant against bin Laden. Oh, we can't allow that. So they paid this Islamic fighting group, which is going to become one of the main power players in the post-Gaddafi regime, $100,000 to assassinate Gaddafi. That's MI6. So, I mean, the fact that we've got troops in Afghanistan and Iraq fighting this multi-generational war on terror while simultaneously training, arming and funding this al-Qaeda group that admittedly has killed US troops to take power in Libya post-Gaddafi just illustrates how the whole war on terror is a monumental fraud.
Well, once the al-Qaeda forces, and they admit that's the dominant group in the new government, have that country, they're undoubtedly going to use it as a base, just like after Afghanistan was turned over to al-Qaeda. They were then used to be the scapegoats for 9/11 as a new pretext, and they just move al-Qaeda around anywhere they want to invade. They either have al-Qaeda attack you, and then the West comes into their aid, Serbia, now Libya, Afghanistan, or they claim al-Qaeda has carried out attacks that they didn't really carry out as a pretext to have the security services set up a police state domestically. This is incredibly transparent, but the fact that British special forces and others are running the attack in Tripoli is true evidence of how we've been lied to all along here, and the fact that his son, Saif al-Islam, has been proven to be alive and not captured really illustrates that this is a fluid situation. Thank you so much, Paul Joseph Watson from PrisonPlanet.com.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Watson. Now for the next segment or two, we're joined by Webster Griffin Tarpley, who spent several weeks, going back about 4 weeks ago, inside Tripoli under bombardment, and he knows the journalists, Karim Hassan and others that are there. Some of them have been actually wounded, and he's been in contact with those folks as much as he can be. But Webster Tarpley, yesterday you said there was reports of counterattacks, and journalists you were talking to said what they saw in the streets was Libyan forces clashing and crushing the rebels, but that there were what appeared to be special forces sniping Western reporters and others. So this looks like a classic special forces op where they're just showing total bedlam within the city, announcing they've taken it as a pretext to recognize it as the government, who then will then call in the official flotilla, the landing craft that are waiting offshore with NATO mercenaries.
That's a very plausible scenario, Alex. Let me just point out the shock of the appearance of Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. That means Saif means shield, so he's the shield of Islam. This is Gaddafi's principal son. He's probably the likely political successor to Gaddafi. You remember that all day yesterday we had been told that first one, then two, then three of Gaddafi's sons had been captured by these al-Qaeda terrorists, and that already the International Criminal Court with the scoundrel Ocampo were demanding their extradition and all this stuff. This was all complete psychological warfare. So last night, in the middle of the night, at this Rixos Hotel, which is the base of the international press, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi shows up. He says, "I was never captured. I'm here. I'm on a tour of our fighting fronts here. We're going to go all around Tripoli." He took some journalists with him. I don't know what the reports are after that. This was an absolute shock. You could tune to Al Jazeera and see these people gasping. They had egg all over their faces. And what it exposes is the big lie. And also what Saif al-Islam Gaddafi said, that this is an information war. This is electronic information warfare. It's info wars, as you have known for all these years. It's an information war, and it's done through manipulation. And he said, NATO cut off our own Libyan television. They were sending these text messages to people all over Libya saying that Gaddafi was finished and the rebels were now on the march. And then you see what they had. It's basically a rabble, a screening force of terrorists and young dupes, right, young romantics, camp followers who come along with them. They got that into the city through these NATO landing craft, and they've created mayhem. But everything you see from here is a big lie, and people have got to bear this in mind. It's all fake. You don't know what's going on. First they said they had 90% of the city. Now they say they had 80% of the city yesterday, and now they say within 72 hours they'll have the city.
And now they're saying they've taken Gaddafi's compound. Now they're saying that might not be true. And it's confirmed that they've got a whole bunch of different Western and Arab special forces in there just running around trying to kill whoever they can. I mean, this is a serious war crime, Webster.
Yeah, I guess you can call it swarming. I mean, we became familiar with this term swarming thanks to the work of the Albert Einstein Institute there in Boston, right? Swarming adolescents can be used as a tactic, and that's what you're seeing. These are swarming adolescents, except they also have machine guns. Remember, it's impossible for the Gaddafi forces to hold any fixed position because of the NATO bombing. The NATO carpet bombing has been extremely intense. There are these Apache helicopters there shooting up everything. So you don't.
It's a shell game. They've got to continue to move around and then fight the al-Qaeda Western forces in hit and runs. But, Webster, I'm going to go back to this. They are only days now from, quote, having the official government, al-Qaeda, call for the larger NATO landing force to come in. And that's when you're going to really see the casualties mount, because there are going to be a lot of citizens with those millions of firearms that are really going to fight when they see an open foreign occupation, and the bloodbath is going to be intense. Do you agree with that analysis?
I think that's a definite danger. We're also told that there's this Potemkin village. There's a fake Libyan town that's been built in Qatar, and they can stage a Hollywood-style massacre in such a place and then say, now it's enough. Gaddafi has gone too far. But I think
Babies and incubators coming up. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rossberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Okay, Webster, you've got the floor for this short 5-minute segment. What about the issue of the West being fully committed Obama is announcing that we've had a victory in Libya, even though it's clearly not a victory, either way you slice it, and things are still ongoing. McCain says it's all over, even though it's not. Clearly a giant psyop. And now there's going to be a civil war there. It's going to take massive occupation. As you know, historically, Libya, they do not like being occupied. And so break down where you see this going.
Well, the first thing to say is this is an exercise in mass brainwashing. This is an attempt to brainwash world public opinion on the basis of fake dispatches from the BBC, Al Jazeera, and CNN. And they have essentially manufactured these stories about the three sons of Gaddafi being captured as a means to try to convince the Gaddafi supporters that their world is coming to an end. I mean, if you go back to the Obama campaign, you can find similar Psywar operations that have been done. So the first and most important thing is don't fall into the trap of believing their story. Their story is largely manufactured. They've sent this gang of rabble, these armed terrorists, death squads, into Tripoli. They've supplemented that by landing some of them in from the sea. They're creating mayhem. But this is a kind of, the military term, I guess, is a coup de main. It's a quick action that's designed to stun and shock and to paralyze resistance. But the problem is, if that doesn't work 100% in the first moments, then a counterattack can be organized, and I think that's what we're seeing. For students of the American Civil War, if you remember the Battle of Cedar Creek in October 1864 out here in the Shenandoah Valley, earliest Confederates were successful with a surprise attack on Sheridan's Union forces, and they drove the Union guys from the field. There was a rout of the Union, except then earliest Confederates were so hungry that they stopped and started to loot the camp. And I think you're seeing that here. These al-Qaeda characters coming into Tripoli, they say, this is richer than anything we've ever seen. We're going to stop here and loot. And I think that's a sociological thing that's going on. Then, however, Sheridan comes riding back on his horse, and he rallies everybody, and they counterattack. And I think you can compare Saif al-Islam Gaddafi appearing at the Rixos Hotel last night. That's the defiant rallying figure that you need to get your forces going again, and I think that's what you're seeing. That's now about, 10 or 12 hours in the past. Don't expect the Gaddafi forces to hold any fixed positions because they can't because of the NATO bombing. I would like to know how many rebels have been killed. I think in the course of the advance on Tripoli, the rebels had very heavy casualties, and they are not without problems of manpower. So I think that's something you don't hear about. How many rebels have paid with their lives for all of this television stuff? Think about other examples in history of where taking the capital of the supposed enemy turns out not to be what you wanted to do. I guess the most famous, Napoleon was allowed to take Moscow, and then he found that Moscow was a trap. Maybe these terrorists have taken Tripoli to some extent, and now they're finding that what they took was a trap. There's also the whole question of Libya's huge country. It goes, several thousand kilometers south. And this whole province of Fezzan, where the population is largely black, they are not going to accept the yoke of Benghazi and those races.
Well, that's because that particular Arab group literally kills blacks on sight. And right. So now this is Obama's little gift to Africa. Is going to be an attempted black genocide. Webster Griffin Tarpley, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.